The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is expanding its use of predictive analytics for preventing billing fraud. It plans a 2017 deployment of version 2 of its fraud prevention system. CMS officials say version 1 has already saved $1.5 billion over the last 4 years. Joining me with more of what's in the updated version, Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Meredith, what does the fraud prevention investigative system have up its sleeve now for the next version?
What the system does is it looks at all the claims sent in to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and flags suspicious claims. And let me back up for just a second and say that CMS processes more than 1 billion Medicare claims each year and spends about $80 billion each year doing that.
$800 billion, yes. Say the sentence again.
Okay. And spends about $800 billion each year. And that's due in large part to the fact that one in four Americans are enrolled with one of the center's programs. So this is a lot of work for this system, this prevention system. And since the program launched in 2011, it saved the country more than $1.5 billion. So we're not talking chump change here, but CMS is boosting its fraud prevention system because there's just more and more claims coming out. So I went to a predictive analytics conference this week where Dr. Shantanu Agrawal, he's the deputy administrator and director for the CMS Center for Program Integrity, he talked about this 2.0 version.
First, and I pointed at this a couple of times, but we wanted more usability of the system by our investigative FTEs as well as, you know, our own program analysts. So that meant building a system that was more user-friendly, that displayed data in a more sort of usable way for folks that didn't have analytical or technology backgrounds. And so we're really looking at making sure that the leads are not only actionable because we've sort of built them in into the models, but that they're obviously actionable. That somebody who looks at it that may not have been part of the model development process can actually know what to do next.
Agrawal said that rather than displaying a bunch of data, it'll highlight sections that should draw the attention of an investigator and prompt either a closer look at that claim or even a site visit.
It almost visualizes for the investigator those areas that might be anomalies.
Yes, and it will save them time, looking at maybe another one that isn't that serious and being able to dedicate more of their focus and attention on a claim that is actually raising a legitimate flag.
And how do they get to this way of displaying things?
Agrawal said his office basically sat down with the analysts and investigators to talk about how they did their job and what they could change. In some cases, the investigators would get the results from the system, and then they'd have to go off and do their own analytical work anyway. So Agrawal said looking into version 2.0, the question was, okay, what are investigators having to do every time? How much time is it taking? Is it possible for us to build them a system that does all that stuff that's bogging them down so that they don't have to do it? And what grew out of that was a more regionally specific prevention system. Here's Agrawal again.
There are types of services, like ambulance services, have a highly geographic kind of variance, right? Certain parts of the country, like Florida, like Texas, parts of the Northeast, like New York and New Jersey, where that's a really common service. It's a commonly overutilized or even potentially fraudulently billed service. And that's very different from other parts of the country, right? So being able to say, okay, if Florida were to ask, for example, for an ambulance model, we could build in a model that based on the factors that they see on the ground, but we could also then prioritize that model relative to other models so that not every single one of their cases will be an ambulance case, because of course they have to have a diversity of cases as well.
The new system will be more responsive to actual needs and priorities and make it faster and more sophisticated for analysts. Northrop Grumman won the roughly $90 million contract earlier this summer, and Agrawal said 2.0 is currently being tested and is prepped for hopefully an early 2017 rollout.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. And what else is CMS doing with predictive analytics?
The center developed a physical command center where external and internal partners can meet and work on building data sets that are easy enough for everyone to understand, because someone out in the field doing claims in, say, Miami, Florida, for example, is not going to be able to read something that an analyst needs to see or put together. There's also a new management system online, which tracks cases down to the investigative lead level. And this helps track in nearly real-time views the day-to-day work of contractors and employees. Here's Agrawal one more time.
We clearly need an approach for looking at FPS results, understanding how they affect the workload of our contractors and our own staff, and understanding the kinds of impact that these leads essentially are producing for us. We have, you know, typically used the case management system to do this, but it became very clear in the early days of the FPS that the case management system that we were utilizing, while good for our historical work, wasn't going to be as real-time or specific enough to support the kind of analysis we wanted to do for the fraud prevention system. And so we have then, since then, made the choice of implementing a new case management system that has now come online and will give us a much more granular, near real-time view of leads as they are being taken up by our investigative contractors and almost the literal day-to-day work that is based off of those leads. This has been, again, very important. We need to know down to the level of a particular model what the return on investment is so that we can make refinements, retire models that aren't as worthwhile as others, and continue to develop and prioritize new models based on historical trends.
So it sounds like there's two systems then, really. There's a new case management system already deployed, Meredith, and what's coming next is this new analytical system that will really feed the investigators who are working primarily in case management.
Right. That's going to make their job a little bit easier and help them find a little bit more information about the claims. And then there's also another system that will monitor still how much time they're taking and what else CMS can do to improve fraud prevention.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, thank you for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
Read her story at federalnewsradio.com, and we'll post this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.